watching movies, especially on Netflix, is one of the most natural ways to improve your speaking skills as you prepare for the IELTS test. And even if you're not preparing for a particular test right now, watching movies allows you to sit down, listen to other people speak, especially if you focus on English movies, and then you can develop your own skills in terms of pronunciation, using expressions in English and all of that. On this episode, we are going to look at a particular scene in season 2 of The Crown, and I've decided that I'm going to be sharing particular scenes with you where you can learn something in English. So welcome on board. I hope you have a wonderful experience. Hello and welcome back to the speaking segment with Adenike Babalola, and this is Mother Isn't Mother, the show where you get to learn about the IELTS reading, listening, writing and speaking. On this particular segment of the episode, we are looking at the speaking skill, and I am focusing on how you can improve how you speak, mainly for the IELTS speaking test. However, this is not limited to the speaking test, because we speak every day. You're going to meet people in your life every day, and of course you want to be able to express yourself, talk about things, share experiences and all of that. And of course, you want to make sure you understand other people when they speak as well. So I recently had this idea. So many of us watch movies. We do this for fun. We do this for self-care, to relax, to spend time with loved ones and all of that. And in as much as it is something I have always recommended to my students, to people who prepare for the test with me, I just realized that I can make it more interactive, more involving or more engaging. And so the idea is this. Let us use scenes in particular English films or movies or series to learn particular things that can help us to improve. And so today we're going to be looking at a scene in The Crown. All right, I am currently on season 2, and I chose a scene in episode 2 where the wife of the personal secretary to the king, to the Duke of Edinburgh, decided to see a solicitor because she wanted a divorce. Okay, so right now I'm going to play that scene out loud. You're going to listen to it. I have a Netflix subscription, so you're going to listen to that particular scene, and then I'm going to talk about what it is that I want us to focus on. All right, let's go.
I'd like to separate from my husband. Better still, divorce.
Do you mind me asking what that means?
The fact I never see him.
Absence isn't a legal name for divorce.
Neglect?
Not that, I'm afraid. Get any one of the big three: adultery, unreasonable behaviour, or insanity.
I'm quite sure there has been adultery.
We will need evidence.
That won't be easy. Because of his job. Mike works for the Duke of Edinburgh.
In what capacity?
His private secretary.
I see.
He's also his closest friend. They're virtually inseparable.
Are you really sure about this? A divorce can leave a woman quite isolated. Maybe things will get better if you stick it out. I tend to think that's always the best way.
Okay, so did you get it? I believe it was clear, okay? But of course, this is me saying, if you want to get to listen to more of these scenes, I would recommend that you also watch this. And if you've seen it before, it's possible that you remember. Okay, but if not, you might just want to see it again, or maybe get a Netflix subscription and then you can start. Now let's talk about the particular expression. The expression is stick it out. Stick it out, okay? That's the expression that we are focusing on. In this particular scene, you see that the wife of Mike Parker decides to go to the solicitor to say that she wants a divorce from her husband because she suspects adultery. Initially, she talks about she never sees him absent. Then she talks about neglect. You know, these two reasons to the solicitor are not good enough. because the three main reasons for divorce at that time were adultery, insanity, and unreasonable behavior. Now, she said she suspects adultery. And what did the solicitor say? Are you really sure about this? A divorce can leave a woman quite isolated. Maybe things will get better if you stick it out. I tend to think that's always the best way for everyone. Grass is rarely greener. So the clause I'm focusing on here is stick it. The phrase is stick it out. And this is a phrasal verb. You have stick, you know, as in the verb itself. And then it, of course, in this case is a pronoun. And then you have out, which is, you know, a preposition. So you have stick it out. Now, what this means in this context is to endure, is encouraging her to endure the marriage. Let me give you what this means based on the Cambridge Dictionary, okay? The Cambridge Dictionary describes stick it out, the meaning is to continue to the end of a difficult or unpleasant situation. And the example that we have here is, I know things are difficult right now, but if we just stick it out, I'm sure everything will be okay in the end. Okay, so this is a phrasal verb that you use in an informal situation. And because the speaking test is informal, it is something you can use as well. Now, this wife, you know, Mrs. Eileen Parker, was unhappy about the fact that her husband was not present. It was missing Christmas, their children's birthday, and everything. Now, it was the private secretary to the Duke of Edinburgh, okay? And, you know, they were close friends. They did everything together. They attended there was this gentleman's lunch club that they attended on Thursdays. In fact, they were the founding members and all of that. What is the point I'm trying to say to you? The solicitor encouraged the woman, or he suggested to the woman, that she could stick it out, endure this problem in the marriage right now, and then see if things will get better. Okay, so this is an expression. Stick it out is an expression that you use when you're trying to say that somebody should endure something. In fact, the synonyms that you have in Cambridge, in the Cambridge Dictionary, are to tolerate, to endure, to bear with someone, to abide by, to put up with, to come to terms with something, to struggle with, to sweat it down, to weather the storm, which are idioms, those two are idioms, all right? And then to wait something out or to withstand, okay? So this just shows you that when you were trying to describe a situation that is difficult, and instead of saying that you gave up, and what you're trying to say is that you stayed through, or you endured it till the end, or you are encouraging somebody to stay till the end of something, what you are saying, in other words, is to stick it out, okay? Now I'm going to read a question from the Cambridge book, and then we're going to use this sentence, or this, you know, phrasal verb in a sentence. Okay, so this is a part one question as well, and I'm just going to point out some of the examples just so that we can connect it to the scene that we watched in The Crown. So this question is related to science, and the first one you have here is, did you like studying science when you were at school? Absolutely not, because I was an art student and I was interested in things like English and literature. However, when I had to attend classes like integrated science, information technology, and all of that, it was quite difficult for me to understand those things. Nonetheless, my decision was to stick it out because I knew that I needed the good grades to impress my dad and to, you know, finish high school as a success. So that was something that was important for me. Did you listen to that response? You see what I did? I knew that, of course, this is just me bringing things together. Well, yes, I was an art student, and of course I loved literature and, you know, English language, which I still do. But then I inserted the expression stick it out to say I decided to stick it out. I decided to endure attending those classes back in high school because I did not have a choice. I wanted to make my daddy happy, of course my parents happy, and I wanted to make sure that I, you know, finished with good grades and all of that. What's my point? I have used that phrase in a sentence. Now, the beauty of watching movies and listening to what the speakers say, especially when they're English speakers or it's an English film or movie or TV series, is that if you are intentional about paying attention to how they speak, what they say, how they use them, you will pick these things. And of course, you're not going to force them in everyday speech, but because you have picked it, you listen to it in context, you probably go on to learn what it means, and all of that, your mind, it becomes a part of your repertoire as far as the English language is concerned. And then you can use it in any context. You know, you can use it in your IELTS speaking test, or you can use it in something else. Okay, so what we have learned today is stick it out. And this is an expression, it's a phrasal verb that means to endure something to the end, even something difficult to the end, hoping that it will get better, okay? So that is it for this session. We're keeping it brief. We're going to be straight to the point and we would move on. And I want to ask you, have you seen this TV series yet? 6 seasons, currently on season 2. If not, I encourage you to get a Netflix subscription if you can, and then begin to see this, you know, watch the episodes one by one. Most of them are around 1 hour, you know, 1 hour. And I try to see 1 hour of this, you know, episodes per day, just to ensure that I'm doing something relaxing beyond creating my content for the podcast, for YouTube and all of that. So I encourage you to get an English, you know, movie that you're going to see. It might not necessarily be The Crown, but I'm going to be using The Crown for a while. I'm going to stay on this for a while because obviously there are 6 seasons and I'm still watching it, and I'm sure that I'll keep learning. So when I learn something, whether it's something I have learned before, I knew before, or something new to me, I'm going to come on this, you know, podcast and I will share it with you. But I encourage you to make this your habit as well. Don't just watch movies for the fun of it. Make sure you're watching so that you can improve how you speak. You want to improve your speaking skill. All right? See you in the next one. Okay, thank you for spending time with me today. We have learned how to use the phrasal verb stick it out, as it was used in the episode, you know, the second episode of season 2, The Crown. Okay, so I hope you learned a lot and I would love to hear back from you. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure you rate and review it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever it is that you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. Bye.